Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing in the introduction to the mitzvahs, part 3, Gimel. Yishtadal shiyiskablu mitzvosav usfilosav lerotzon. A person should try that his mitzvahs and his prayers should be accepted with the will of God. V'hinei kol ha-mitzvahs hein kimo mincha v'doron l'malkeinu yotreinu. All of the commandments, they're like in mincha offering and a present to our king, to our creator. Uchemo shemakriv mincha lemelech basar vadam, mishtadel shelo yimta hamelech shem dofi lo bo velo b'minchaso. When a person brings a present, a mincha, a flower offering to a king of flesh and blood, a person, he tries that the king should not find any problems, not in his offering, and not in the person himself. Pen yitrefen lo alpanav, maybe he will rip it in front of his face, or yashlechen lo kilavim, or he will throw it to the dogs. In other words, he will reject it. Kein tzarich ha'adam liyos tahor v'naki mikol oven ve'ashma. So a person must be pure and clean from any sin or any guilt. U'mitzvaso nekiya mikol p'niyara, and his mitzvahs should be clean from anything evil, from any evil speckles on them. Va'asuya b'zeruz u'vehidur u'vemora ve'ahava v'simcha rabba. And the mitzvah should be done quickly, and it should be beautified, it should be done with fear and love and great joy. In order that the person's offering should be accepted for remembrance and with will of God, and not be thrown to the dogs. Al derech she'amru b'zohar, like the Zohar says, b'hagdam avav amud beiz, in the introduction on page 6, she'bizman she'ha Yisrael ritzuim lufnei Hashem Yisbarach, that at the time that Yisrael, the Jews, were wanted in front of God, hayeroin al hamizbeach malach uriel bitzuras arya. They saw on the mizbeach, on the altar in the Beis Hamikdash, an angel Uriel in the shape of a lion. Uchashalo hayeritzuin, but when they were not wanted, hayeroin malach mashkes kitzuras kelev. Then they would see an angel of destruction in the shape of a dog. And what he means here, well, I think the way he explains the Zohar to mean that this is a reference to how Hashem has accepted their mitzvahs. Either he accepted them as a lion, meaning that a lion is the king of animals, so he accepts them as the king, or he throws them to the dogs. V'chein amru, and so also Chazal said, Barachas daf hei amud beiz, in the Gemara Barachas on page 5, al mishalo himtin es chaveiro at she yispalal velo gemalo chesed, somebody who did not wait for his friend until he finished praying, and he did not do him that kindness, shetorfen lo tfiloso b'fanav, his own prayer is ripped by God in front of his face. V'chein kol kayotze b'zein, anything similar to that. V'chol mishahu meluchlach ba'avonus v'chatayim, and somebody who is dirty with sins, v'harehu mishukatz u'misoav, kol shekein shatar filo mitzoso b'fanav, and somebody who is disgusting, for sure they rip his mitzvahs in front of him. V'chein mavur b'divrei harambam, and this concept is explained in the words of the Rambam, perek zayin halachavav mitshuva, in chapter 7, Halacha 7 of the laws of tshuva, the laws of repentance. V'chein amru rabbeinu zal avera mechaba mitzvah. And also Chazal have said in the Masechta Sota on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph on page 21 that avera, a sin, covers up a mitzvah. All in the same concept, that even though a person does good deeds, he does mitzvahs, he fulfills commandments, his averus can ruin them all. Vida, and you should know, shehaverus milach lechin nafshe shel adam, sins make the soul of a person dirty. V'sanu lifnei Hashem, and a person becomes hated in front of God. V'lifnei kol malachav, and he becomes also hated in front of all of his angels. V'laze amar hamishor, chata'ai olo yirichun bam shcheinai, azai barchu virachaku migvuli. And it is said regarding this, my neighbors will not smell the sins, but they will run away and distance from my borders. This is a statement from the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaKniyah Perek Zayin. This from the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos in Shar HaKniyah, chapter 7. Ve'amar Yeshaya Hanavi, and the prophet Yeshaya said, this is a pasuk in Perek Aleph Tes Zayin, in chapter 1, pasuk 16, Rachatzu hizaku hasiru roa malaleichem minaged einai. Wash yourselves and prepare yourselves, remove the evil from yourselves, from in front of my eyes. Lachein hanilba v'yashav b'tshuva. And therefore, somebody who cares about his heart should repent. Yirchatz v'yitaher mikolavan, should wash himself and should purify himself from every sin. V'yikabel al nafsho l'vilti yechta, and he should accept on oneself not to sin again. V'chol ha-mitzvos asher yaseh misham ve'elach yiskablu b'ratzon. And once a person does that, all the commandments that he does from that point on will be accepted with the will of God. V'yesh lo l'simoach v'lagil b'ra d'sheyal ereach tov k'shoshanim. And a person should rejoice and be in constant happiness and rejoicement, that a pleasant smell should come from him like a flower. Kida amru zal, like Chazal said, al pasach lam natzeach al shoshanim livnei korach, on the pasach for in Tehillim, for the conductor, al shoshanim literally means on the flowers, by the sons of Korach, and this Chazal is a medrash brought down in Yalkut Shimon Yitavshin Mem, in paragraph 740. V'gam kol mitzvosav sheyaseh yalo reach tov ketapuchim v'shoshanim. All of the mitzvahs that a person does should go up with a pleasant smell like apples and flowers. V'chol minei besamim, and different kinds of spices. K'deisa bezohar, like the Zohar says. V'afilu ha'averos, and even the sins, she'asa bayamim harishonim, that a person did in his early days, al yidei ha'tshuva ha'atzuma be'omitz ve'ahav ha'raba, yihafchu letova v'yasa lo kizechuyos. Through tshuva, through repentance, the very strong repentance and great love will be turned around, and they will be counted to a person for merits instead of sins. K'may maramzal, like Chazal said, d'chsiv, as it is written in Tehillim, im heites, in Tehillim, 45, pasuk 9, mor va'ahalos kitzios kol bigdosecha, al tikri bigdosecha ela bigidoisecha. Bitter, and tents of kitzios, of a certain spice, all of your garments should be like that. So Chazal said, don't read it as garments, but rather as your limbs, meaning that all your limbs will be turned from bitterness to a pleasant smell. V'chashar yashav, and when a person repents, yesh lo lehashpil atzmo ad katzeh ha'achron, a person should make himself low until the last corner of the earth. V'lakor milibu kol min gaiva, and he should uproot from his heart any bit of arrogance and haughtiness. Kimamar David, like David said in Tehillim, Nun Aleph Tes, in chapter 51, pasuk 9, Techateini be'ezov ve'ethar. I have sinned with an azov, with a hyssop, and I will be purified. And I will be purified. Ve'achar kach, and afterwards it says techapseni u'mishela galbin. Wash me. I'll wash myself, and I'll become white from the snow. Ve'hamisgaya, but somebody who is arrogant, kamara asaraba. How great is his evil? Shaharehu minuda mipichach mihagamara, because he has been put in cherim by Chazal. And this is the Gemara in Sota on Daf Hey Amud Aleph on page 5. Sha'amru b'shamta man di'iz be'gasos haruach. They said anybody who is arrogant is in cherim, is excommunicated. Va'afilo miktsasa, even a little bit arrogant. D'chsiv, like it says in Mishlei, in Proverbs Tezayin Hey, in chapter 16, pasuk 5, Tayavas Hashem kol gevalev. Anyone who has an arrogant heart is disgusting in front of God. V'chein kasav harambam, and the Rambam also writes this in Hilchas Deyos, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, in chapter 2, Halacha 3. V'chol haposkim, and all the poskim write this too. V'nido ichach mihagamora miyitirenu. And who can permit the cherim of the wise men of the Gemara of Chazal? Nobody can approve this cherim, and therefore it remains. And a person must be very careful about it. Vidok v'tishkach shetfilasa shel hamizgai nimesas. And it should be clear that a prayer of somebody who is arrogant is disgusting. V'hari amru zal shegedola tefila mikol mitzvus u'masim tovim. Great is prayer, and it is greater than all the commandments and all of the good deeds. V'im tefilas u'nimesas. So if prayer that is so great becomes disgusting, kal v'chomer, how much more so, l'shar mitzvos with regard to a person's other mitzvahs, umas of hatovim, and his other good deeds, that if prayer becomes disgusting, then for sure his mitzvahs and his other good deeds become disgusting too. Uchvar amru razal, and the Chazal have said, this is a Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, on page 89, Shelo bachar Hashem b'Yisrael mikol am v'lashon, elo mipnei shemashpilen atman ve'enam mizgayim b'shun min gaiva. That the reason that God has chosen the Jewish people among other nations and languages was because they lower themselves and they're not arrogant with any type of arrogance. Lo bechachma, not with wisdom. Lo begvura, not with strength. Lo beosher, not with riches, with money. Velo benoy, and not with their beautiful appearance. Shenemar, like it is says, the Torah says in Devarim Zion Zion, in chapter 7, pasuk 7, Lo mirubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem bachem v'gomer. Not because of your large numbers, Hashem loves you from all other nations, etc. Ki atem hamiat mikol ha'amim, because you're the smallest among all of the nations. V'nasan lanu yizborach teraso b'sinai. And God has given us His Torah on Mount Sinai, Shahayahar Namuch Mikol Hiharim, because it was the lowest mountain of all other mountains. V'chol Shar Harim Hagivohim Kara Gavnunim. All of the other mountains have been called Gavnunim. They were called humps, bumps. And even though they're taller than Har Sinai, God treats them as little bumps. Shenemar. Like it says in Tehillim Samech Ches Yud Zayin, it says in Tehillim in chapter 68, pasuk 17, Lama teratzdon harim gavnunim hahar chamad elokim. Why are you dancing, bumpy mountains? The mountain is the one that God wants. In other words, why are you so proud of your height, tall mountains? God doesn't want you. God wants the little Har Sinai. And to God, Har Sinai is the tallest mountain. Because it's not arrogant. Ufer Shor Razal, and the Chazal explained, this is a Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, on page 29, Gavnunim, bumps, Bali Mumin, Miloshon Ogibeno Dak, meaning they're blemished, from their expression of Gibein, somebody who is blemished or Dak, or he's not perfect, his problems, spotted. And God did not want to give the Torah on those mountains. Lirmos, to hint to us, Shein haTorah v'hamitzvos miskaimim begas ha'eruach, that the Torah and the mitzvahs do not last, are not fulfilled in somebody who is arrogant. V'chein ksiv, and the Torah also says, Devarim lamed yud aleph, this is in Devarim, in chapter 30, pasuk 11, Ki ha-mitzvah hazo, so this mitzvah, this commandment, ufer shor razal, my mitzvah, what is this commandment? Limud ha-Torah uchlolos mitzvoseha. This is referring to the study of Torah, and it includes all other commandments. Uchsiv basrei, and afterwards, the next pasuk says, this is also in chapter 30, pasuk 12, lo v'shamayim, it's not in heavens. Ufershu, and Chazal have explained, the road to Lomar, lo bigasi haruach hi mitzvah. It is not found in heavens, it is not found in those people who are arrogant. Vavaseinu hakedoshim hayu mashpilim atzman miod. Our fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our holy fathers, made themselves very low. Terim hotzi yizborach osanim mimitzrayim, and when God took us out of Egypt, Amar lano, he said to us, Ulech kachta magudas ezov, take a bundle of hyssop in order to put blood on the doorposts, because hyssop is a very lowly grass. Hema vuseinu hakedoshim, who is that? Who is this referring to? Those are holy fathers. Kedechasav besefer tzor hamor, it is written in the sefer tzor hamor. Ramaz lano shtayim, God has hinted to us two things. Achas, one, shezechus aviseinu tamad lanu legaleinu, that the merit of our fathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is there, standing for us, in order to redeem us. Shenis, and second, shenilmad midas aviseinu v'chol echad v'echad yeshafel ke'ezov, that we should learn the character trait of our fathers, that every person should make himself low, just like a hyssop grass. V'yeh agudo seizov, and a person should be like a bundle of hyssop, meaning not arrogant. Amru zal, Chazal have said, ein agudo pachos meshlosha. A bundle, what is called a bundle? It is something that's no less than three. You have to have at least three branches in it. This is a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuftes on page 109. And it, see Rashi there for an explanation of this. Ramaz lanu, so God hints to us with this, shenashpila tzmeinu bishlosha kelim shalanu, that we should make ourselves lowly with our three body parts. What are the three body parts? Klei hamachshava, they're the body parts that control thought. Hamoach, the brain. Halev, the heart. Vehakiloyos, and the kidneys. Uchlei hadibur hapeh v'haloshon, and also the body parts that control speech, the mouth and the tongue. Uchlei hamaisa, and the body parts that control our actions. Shehem kilolos she'ar ha'evarim, which generally includes all the other body parts. Machashava, the thoughts. Kimo de'amar nivze be'enav nimas. The pasuk says in Tehillim, in chapter Tesvav, chapter 15, that somebody who is arrogant in his eyes is disgusting. Dibur, speech, kimo de amar, like it pasuk says in Yeshaya Chavtes Dalet in chapter 29, pasuk 4, v'shafalta me'eretz tedaberi, you should become low from the land of my talk. Uchimoshekas of Haramban Bigarto, and like the Ramban writes in his letter in the famous Agaris Haramban, Shetzarech Sheyu called Devar of Shalodam Benachas. A person has to make sure that all of his words are said pleasantly. V'chein kasav b'seder Eliyahu zuta, and also it is written in Seder Eliyahu zuta, v'chein kasav b'midrash hanelam, and also it's written, the same thing is said in Midrash hanelam. V'chein she'ar evarav, and also other limbs of a person, nohagim b'hanhagas hashiflos, should be conducted in a lowly manner. Eilayim einayim shachos. A person's eyes should be looking down. Mihalich at, he should step moderately. He should not take very large steps or very small steps. Al derech shamar David hamelech, like David said in Tehillim, in Kof Lamed Aleph Aleph, in chapter 131, pasuk 1, Hashem lo gava libi v'lo ramu einai v'lo hilachti b'gedolos uv'niflos mimeni. Hashem, do not make my heart high, and do not lift up my eyes, and let me not walk in great things and things that are above me, that are greater than me. The Amru Bazohar, Precious Mishpatim, and Chazal said in the Zohar, in Parshas Mishpatim, Gimel Kufalaf Amud Beis, in part 3, on page Kufalaf, volume 3, page Kufalaf 101. David have eino tader mi ichan be'ara midechilu demari ad kan lashono. David's eyes were constantly looking at the ground. Shaloshes ha'kelim ha'niskarim, the three body parts that have been mentioned, kol ha'mitzvahs teluos bahem, all of the mitzvahs are dependent on them. Kedachas of Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, like the Ben Ezra writes in his commentary to Chumash, Devarim Lamed Yudalet, in Devarim chapter 30, Pasuk 14, v'chein ba'zohar, and also it says in the Zohar, d'chsiv sham lamed yudalef yudalet, also there in Chumash, in chapter 30, psukim 11 through 14, ki ha'mitzvah hazos lo nifleisa hi mimcha, it says in the Torah, this commandment should not go above you, b'ficho v'lvavcha la'asosa, in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Sheperish la'asoso, that the Zohar explains, what does it mean to do it? Rem is l'chle hamasa, it's hinting to the body parts that involve action. Uvificha, and in your mouth, hikle hadibur, those are the body parts of speech. V'halev, and the heart, shehu melech baguf, which is the king in the body, kisavo b'emtza, is written in the middle, between the mouth and between the body parts of action. Val Shalashtan Amar, and with regard all of those, it says in the Torah, Sham Lamed Yud Beis, in chapter 30, Pasuk 12, Lova Shamayim Hi, it's not in heaven. Ratzalomer, meaning to say, She'ena miskayames ha-mitzvah hazos, b'mishe misgaye b'echad m'shloshe kelim eile. That this commandment, meaning the Torah, will not be fulfilled, will not last by a person who is arrogant with one of these three body parts, with one of these three parts. Lachein yashuv adam b'tshuva. And therefore, a person should repent. Yidke yashuach v'yomar techateini b'ezo v'edhar v'yas ha'shinoi ha'shem v'yikra shemo b'inu levin kono agudas ezov. A person should push himself around and he should say, I have sinned with the Azov, with the lowly grass, meaning I made myself arrogant, Vitar, and let me be purified. And a person should change his name and he should call himself between he, himself, and his creator, Agudas Azov, that I am a Haisov bundle. I should be lowly like the hyssop grass. V'chayev lehanhig gam beisa v'zara b'yiras Hashem uv'midas hashiflos. And a person is obligated to make sure that his wife and his children conduct themselves in a similar fashion with the fear of God and with a midah, with a character trait of being lowly, not arrogant. Ushalashtam yiyu agudas eizov la'avod malkeinu yotreinu. And those three categories of body parts that we have discussed should be a hyssop bundle in order to serve our King, our Creator. Kedechsiv, as it is written in the Torah, Bereishis Yudches Yutes, in Bereishis chapter 18, Pasuk 19, Ki yidativ leman asher yitzavez banaviz beso acharav. I have known him in order to command his children and his house afterwards, after him. Ve'achar kach, and only afterwards, yishtadal lehaisha rabim biyiras Hashem uvim mitzvosav. After a person teaches his family how to conduct themselves in a lowly fashion, afterwards he should try to straighten out multitudes of people with the fear of God and His commandments, and specifically with the character traits of lowly, of being lowly, being small. Ve'az yimtzachein be'eini malkeinu yutreinu, and he will find favor in the eyes of our King, our Creator, uzechus harabim talibo, and the merit of the multitude will be dependent on him. Vilischaro ein kitzva, and his reward has no bounds. Kamevur bazohar, like the Zohar explains. Ve'amer alav, and it is says regarding such a person, this is a pasuk in Daniel, Yudbeis Gimel, in chapter 12, pasuk 3, v'hamaskilim yazhiru kezohar harakia, umatzidiki harabim kichochavim le'olam vayad. The men of understanding will shine like the shine of the sky, and those who make the multitudes righteous will be like the stars forever and ever. V'yizke levein tzadik umatzdik harabim. And in this, for this, for making multitudes of people follow this path, a person will merit to have a righteous son, and he will also, who will also in turn make multitudes of people righteous. Kide Amr Bereishis Rabbah, like Chazal said in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, al Elkanah, with regarding to Elkanah, the husband of Chana. Lefi shehaya mishtadel sheyalu Yisrael leregel, because Elkanah tried so that many Jews should be ole regel to Mishkan Shiloh, that they should all go to Mishkan Shiloh during the Yomim Tovim. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to him, Elkanah, ata hicharata es Yisrael lechav zchus, v'chinachto sam b'mitzvus, v'zachor rabim al yadcha. Elkanah, you have pointed out to the Jews to go in the direction of merit. You have judged them favorably, and you have guided them in mitzvahs. And many people have merited to do these mitzvahs because of you. So ani yotze bein mimcha shiachrias Yisrael chavzchus v'ichanei chosam b'mitzvahs. So I will too, in turn, will give you a son who will lead the Jewish, who will judge the Jewish people favorably, and will lead them to follow the path of commandments. Halamadata sechar Elkanah Shmuel, and this teaches you that the reward of Elkanah was the prophet Shmuel. This is the end of part 3 of the introduction to the mitzvahs, and we will continue next time with part 4, which discusses the 17 conditions that a person must fulfill in order to fulfill the mitzvahs properly.